I think about this in a few ways. One, like the first way is thinking about the kingdom in the 1800s trying to legitimize itself. One of the ways they do this is they kind of get into this game of real estate, and they start, you know, thinking about aina as not just land and that which feeds you, but as something that can be owned. And so, so there's this really important transformation of our relationship to land on a fundamental level, right? Land is no longer just a part of my family and something that I have a reciprocal relationship to. It's something that I put money down in exchange for, right? This, it becomes real estate. That transfer of ideology and the way that we think about land, you know, a part of it was to, Akoi Keuli was certainly doing this to make sure that his people weren't just going to be pushed off the land. And I have an appreciation for that, but it also made possible for the United States and other foreign interests to come in and basically play in that game of real estate. And that's really at the root of what is allowed, what I like to think of like this environmental violence that is like taken over in Hawaii, from everything from the expansion of sugar plantations and monocropping to the way that Hawaii has been grossly overdeveloped for way too many people to be living here in the first place, right? We're not just talking about tourism. And so the land has both been harmed on a familial, ideological level. And then, of course, there's a physical harm done to the land in order to transform Hawaii from what it was into what we see now today. When I think about this idea of environmental justice versus environmental violence, like the thing at the middle of it is this from a Hawaiian perspective, I think, is this transformation of our relationship to the land. Mm-hmm. It is the only thing that allows this violence to continue. And it's also one of the ways we can kind of discern whether or not an environmental program is actually just. We need renewable energy, right? We need to create more renewable energy resources. Let's build a whole bunch of wind turbines. This is good, right? Good with a capital G. No one could ever think this is bad. Mm-hmm. Well, let's ask ourselves the question, how does this affect the indigenous people on the land where those turbines are going to go, right? If you can ask that question and come back with an answer that says, oh, that probably harms the people there and perhaps also non-human relatives to that land, that's where we see this kind of rift that's been created through colonialism, that land is separate from people,